Hold on, Don. Got it.
Oh, why'd you hit me?
There was a fly on your arm.
You shouldn't do that, Yayo.
Don't be such a wimp.
I'm not talking about getting slapped, although I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't do that either. I mean, you shouldn't kill bugs.
Why not? Flies are pests.
A single fly may not seem like much, but bugs and insects in general are really valuable.
You mean ecologically?
Yes, but also in terms of cold, hard cash. Cornell Professor of Entomology John Losey and Mace Vaughn of the Xerces Society of Invertebrate Conservation did a study to determine the economic value of bugs and insects in the United States. For example, people spend about $50 billion every year on hunting, fishing, and bird watching. Many of the animals they hunt, fish, and watch eat insects. So without insects, there would be a lot fewer animals feeding that industry.
That is a lot of money.
Then there are farmers that depend on insects that eat other insects. If the predator insects disappeared, farmers could be looking at costs of around $4.5 billion in crop damage.
Wow.
Even a single type of insect can play an important financial role. Dung beetles, for example, help get rid of manure and return nutrients to the soil. Without them, farmers would have to spend around $380 million dealing with all the flies and other insects attracted by the excess dung.
I had no idea that pests could be so valuable. But what about mosquitoes? Can I still kill them?
Only if they're biting you.
You got a deal.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from John Losey at Cornell University. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.